Don't you worry about a thing, Linda. At Good Shepherd Bible Camp, our mission is to help kids like Katie find what the Lord has planned for them through worship and preaching the gospel. We also have licensed behavioral therapists to guide children, like Mrs. Gaynor, who works full-time at the facility. She really is a miracle worker. Could you give us a second? I'll be sure to email you all the details. Thank you so much. And I'll see you at camp soon, Katie. What took you so long? My God. If I had to listen to another second of those idiots whining about their kid. They found their 8-year-old on all fours with a family dog. Puppy love, I guess. So, anyway, the reason I called. You remember Josh, that kid from Sunday school? His mom took off, and the folks in the church want us to take him as they sort things out with the father. Yeah, he's in my office right now. Hello, Joshua. I'm Sam, and this here is Mrs. Gaynor. We'd like to talk to you about something. Put down your crayons, sweetheart. This is important. Okay. What I wanted to talk to you about is that your mommy has been gone for some time, and we'd love to have you over till your daddy comes and picks you up. So in a way, we'll be your new mommies, and you are baby boy. You don't want to stick around? You sure about that, sweetie? What if your new mommies let you stay up and watch TV all night long? No. What if mommy lets you drink some of that altar wine and smoke one of the cigarettes the big high school boys smoke, huh? No. You drive a hard bargain, little mister. How about your new mommies let you do what big boys do to girls? Do you know why this is the number one Bible camp in town? It's because Mrs. Gaynor and I believe in giving the tiny rascals whatever they may wish for. This means us grown, mature women submitting to the will of kids. We have had preteen 7-year-old babies gangbanging us, 8-year-olds trying to tie us up and take turns fucking our mouths. Some boys are naughty enough to post the stuff online and let the whole world watch us be pedo whores. I can see your pee-pee getting hard from here. Would you like to see Mrs. Gaynor's cunt? I mean, her Vivi? Good boy. Watch her lift that tight dress up. No panties. Never know when one of the boys wants a little private therapy. All right, Junior. Let's see what we're working with here. Nice spidey undies. And a nice kitty cock, too. Keep watching Mrs. Gaynor while I play with you, cutie. You like that? You like how I jack you off? How I stick my nail just inside the tip of your pee-pee hole? I think you'd like both of our mouths on your preteen cock, wouldn't you? Mm.
Were you just trying to fuck my mouth?
Yeah. You wanna skull fuck mommy? Do it, baby. Pump that kitty cock into my face. Baby, I can't hold it anymore. Stick that fat underage prick in my cunt, son. That reminds me of something, Carrie. Don't be mad, but I had your son come over here last night. Yeah. He looks so cute, and there's kitty overalls. I wanted to jerk him off right in front of your husband. Well, one thing led to another, and we were rubbing each other down. Very talented boy, that son of yours. Even got me to lick his butthole. Never seen an 8-year-old be so dominating. Keep fucking me, baby. You're gonna pop soon. I can feel it. That's it. Fuck. Oh god, nobody fucks like little kids. Fuck. Ooh. That's it, baby. Keep fucking me. Keep fucking mommy, yeah?
Just have to see about that, won't we?